isn't. I think there, especially like something I notice is that the people online tend to really be oversampled with the trans people that are like 5 to 10 years out of the closet. There's actually an entirely like group of trans professional women that y'all don't know about because they're not on trans Twitter. They don't talk to y'all. They don't get in the discourse. They just like transitioned, went on with their lives, got married. You know, they're doing very well because they're able to handle a lot of stuff professionally. And I do think that some of what you see online is just trauma from people that are in that first stage and trying to get better. So, but that said, there are a lot of really weird trans people in real life too. I mean, I run into them all the time.
I've never met one
Wow.
in real life.
Wow.
I know one perfectly normal one, but we've talked about this before. The disproportionality of unhinged, unproductive members of society is a little bit high, I don't like to admit, but there was definitely normal ones.
I mean, what are your guys' views on like Blanchard's just like theory of like homosexual, transsexual versus autogynephilia?
I think there's some truth in this, but I've got to be honest. I think this is cancer for the entire trans discussion because it's like it's taken this esoteric thing that, you know, we knew about 20 years ago and it's turned it into high church for the entire community where you're segmenting yourself like it's a freaking Harry Potter house. It's so weird because like clearly there are some differences in like the psychological motivations for people and why they transition. But if you really, really look at it, it comes down to the same reason. Like HSTS or AGP, you didn't feel right being the way that you were. This felt more natural to for you, and you took steps to address it. I think that's the common point, and I really think this is a discussion that's not serving the trans community well.
I mean, yes and no. To me, where it gets problematic is that we see a pattern of autogynephilic trans people tending to, like, have wives and families, and then, they discover this fantasy they have, and they decide that's more important than the family they've created. So I do think there is. I don't know. To me, that's problematic. You look at someone like who's that kid that was on a Mr. Beast? Didn't he ha or didn't she have like a wife and a child? Now
Are
they
you
just.
talking to Chris?
I think
Oh, yeah,
so.
I was saying, was it Chris before or after? Oh, wait, they kept the name, right? Yeah, they did. Look, there's kind of like a complex two layers to that because you can. I would probably agree, and Brianna might push me back on this one. There is definitely really bad, problematic, socially destructive things that can destroy not just the person it affects, but the extended lives of people around them. But it's throwing the baby out with the bathwater. There is definitely other people in different situations that you'd probably come under the same definition of AGP and sexuality, that maybe that is probably the best option, and denying that isn't the right thing. So that's the problem, is it's too simplistic of a term and definitionally that can affect so other life circumstance that can become negative to surrounding issues.
Yeah, I think that's really well said. I wouldn't push back on you at all about that. I think, you know, Kelly, coming back to what you were saying, though, I think something that's really stunning to me is seeing just how many fetishists are publicly like claiming to be trans, where they really just come off as cross-dressers, or it's just really sex first in a way that's it's really shocking to me. And the trans community was not like this 20 years ago. Like there was always salacious aspects to it, but just the really open embrace by some people of this kind of kink, it's not just bad public messaging. It's really disturbing to me to see. I mean, am I alone in that?
Yeah, but you're also comparing the difference. No offense, not calling you old here,
Sure,
darling,
sure,
but like you're
sure.
comparing the difference between like old ALM message boards, trannies finding each other, and then 4chan degenerates.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That is fair. But I'm also talking about the public profile, right? It was just very different.
I just don't know because I'm young. I don't know what it was like back then in the community.
It was chaotic. It was chaotic, but it was more healthy, believe it or not.
I couldn't imagine being within the community in at a time before social media. That feels so foreign to me.
Well, how do you mean?
Like I said, I've never met another trans person in real life. I almost feel like the community has never existed outside of social media. You know, I barely have like any gay people I know in my real life.
Which state are you in, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm in the Maine area.
Okay. Wow, that's surprising to me. I'm in Boston, and you know, it's pretty common here, but I don't know.
Wait, actually, Kelly, sorry, you didn't answer when we talked about it earlier. How old are you? I actually have no idea.
I'm 24. I was born in 2000.
Oh, shit. Okay, I thought you were older, sorry.
Oh, no. How old are you?
31.
31. And Brianna, you're how old?
46.
46, okay. Okay, so we've got like different generations, kind of.
I was having a talk with a friend of mine who is trans. She is really, really smart young woman. I think she's like your age, Kelly, 24. And I was talking to her about how really concerned I was about where the trans community was, just as far as, you know, rights and public perception. And I was really struck today because this is not a stupid person. Like, this is someone I think is really smart, really perceptive, like has a job, works elections, is a respected Democrat. And, you know, she was really convinced that the trans movement was really going to follow the civil rights trajectory. And from my perspective, as someone who's been in this longer, I think y'all don't understand how much worse it's getting and how quickly it's getting worse. And, you know, the only narrative, like there's more narratives as far as struggling for civil rights that people can have besides just, you know, the 1964 civil rights movement. You can lose it all. And I'm extremely concerned that that's the course that we're on.
I mean, I definitely don't think we're getting more accepted by society. I definitely feel like the past few years we've been getting more and more people against us, for sure.
Yeah. What do you think is the core reason for that, Kelly?
Non-binary people and people who don't want to blend into the binary. If you want the honest answer.
Yeah.
And like, I don't understand why people reject the binary so hard. I mean, maybe I just have a very basic view of transition, but I just kind of feel like, if you're going to transition from a man to a woman, be a woman, you know? Like, I don't get this whole non-binary shit. Like, I don't. If you're non-binary, that's cool. But that's why I say, like, don't call yourself trans, because you're not fucking trans. And you already have another word for it anyways. So just say you're non-binary. Like, why do you have to attach yourselves to what I am?
I mean, trans kind of implies transition, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But what's the transition for like 90% of non-binary people? A pronoun change and a fucking flannel?
I mean, my ex was that way. She changed her name and she went by they, them pronouns and stuff like that. And it just like, I don't know. She didn't come out with that until I started my transition. And it made me feel like she was like jealous almost.
I think the issue is it's always an ugly flannel. Let's be honest. That's the main issue.
Kelly, I think I get there. I get to the same place you do, but I get there for a different reason. And I think if you look at the DSM-4 versus the DSM-5, you can look at it and they've really, particularly for criteria 2, they've really expanded it to like be open to non-binary people. And there's a trend in psychotherapy diagnosis where they will basically expand a category. And in expanding it, they make it less useful because it's very hard to get treatment. Yeah. And I think with trans people and non-binary people, I know non-binary people, they're going through something real and they deserve respect and they deserve public policy answers, even though it's so under-researched. I think they're experiencing something, though, that is very different than what, say, binary trans women are going through. And I think separating that in the DSM, like we're seeing the CAS report come out today, and a lot of that is because these two terms, non-binary and binary trans, are being conflated when it comes to the medical treatment. So I think it would be very helpful to separate this. It's not because I want non-binary people treated with less dignity. It's because I think it would be good for them to get the research that they need to figure out what the good course of action looks like for them. And we could kind of have the health needs for binary trans people be a lot more specific and unpolluted with these other data sets.
But when you
say, yeah, I think it's a very accurate statement.
Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I think we both tried not to get each other off. The only thing I'd expand on that is I think it's not just even the problem that it's gone medical, because that is definitely a problem. And God, I'm so glad I didn't bother reading the CAS report last night. It was a good life decision. But I think the issue is it's slowly progressed into the social. Like, I think I'd assume probably all of us in our lives have encountered some circumstance where that level has all instantly been roped into this one nebulous cloud, and you have people interacting with you and treating you differently because they associate it all as this one group. When if you interact with someone on that spectrum or in that engagement, there's nothing in common, and there's not a bad thing. It's just different people living different lives mm-hmm. under different terms, but they've become groups.
Mm-hmm. But what, Brianna, back to what you said on the, they're going through something real. What do you mean by that exactly? Like if they as a non-binary person are not going on HRT, what exactly is it that they're going through?
I wish I had more insight. I don't, Kelly. And this is why, like, I look at your TikToks. I agree with half of them. I don't like half of them. But I think you've got some really salient criticisms there. I don't know. And I've never heard an answer that makes sense.
We've talked a little bit about, I've got a couple of non-binary friends. Sure. I think one of the core answers I've at least had from ones who I talk to, who I definitely very much respect what they're going through, and I don't think it's just a nothing facade. There is definitely something there. I think one of the core definitions would be an incompatibility and a disassociation against what their assigned social gender parameters are, and a desire to rebel against that. The problem is, it's not in any way a rebellion that would neatly in any way medically assist into a binary transition. Right. Yeah. So it's a very core, somewhat similar ignition point, but the motion and the social interaction they want to move from that into almost has no, there's no one-to-one at all. And I think that's kind of the issue there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of it is social. Just like not fitting into, like, there are pretty much two big stereotypes for men and women. And I think a lot of these people find themselves not fitting into those, either of those social categories, like with their interests or their expression and stuff like that. And I feel like it's a good like catch-all almost.
Totally. I do want to let Maria, I don't know your name, but it's Maria. You can talk. I saw your hand raised. If you want to. Okay. I guess.
If I could add on to that a little bit, I think one of the things, because I work in public policy, and my first concern is always like, how are we going to get rights? How are we going to, move the ball forward on this? And I think I've thought so much about this lately. Like, what is it about non-binary that's kind of, it's been added to the mix and it's setting everything on fire? And I think that the core thing here, and just blanket statement here, I'm not trying to dismiss anyone non-binary. I want you to be happy. But I think something that's very much at odds is binary trans people, and especially trans women, you want to, it's very much a, you want to be part of the group, right? You want to, the Tuskegee Airmen, the Black Airmen that wanted to serve their country and fight in World War II. That civil rights battle was about someone wanting to be part of a system and participating in public life. Women getting suffrage, that was about women wanting to participate in public life, right? I think something that makes non-binary difficult is the mission is fundamentally one of kind of trying to tear down gender and kind of trying to break apart a fundamental aspect of public life. And I think that core mission, I think it would be good if we could expand the way we think about this and include them. But I think that that mission objective is very much at odds with trans women who just want to blend in and be included and move on, if that makes sense.
We've talked about it before. I think the spicy part is it is political. It's making gender and sexuality politically tied, because if you look at most of those people, a lot of them are just communists and anarchists and extreme far leftists, right, who want to abolish everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also feel like there's an aspect of, like, I would kind of probably sort non-binary people into two groups, weirdly enough, because there's one group that just seems to come from more of, like you said, all of, like, more of a anarchist, academic, intellectual, lefty, liberal background.
We can just say Vosh fans. We know they're Vosh fans.
And then there's another group that actually do seem like they're going through something. Maybe it's not the same as, like, what we're going through, but it's, like, something. I don't know if, like, I make sense, but.
I mean, I could see that. I've just never met a non-binary person. I've only seen, like, their TikToks that go viral, and a lot of them are cringe. So it's, I don't know.
Okay, that's a bad sample size, and you should be ashamed.
Nito, if you want to speak, feel free to.
Can you hear me? Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just had something to add, just for basically the overall point, but I guess some of the non-binary stuff you were talking about before. I feel like a big issue with a lot of, you know, online trans people and non-binary people you see online is that, like, you know, like, their identity isn't just, like, identity just by itself without experience and, like, going outside and meeting other people just kind of, like, manifests in some really toxic ways I've just observed in, like, other, like, trans people that I've seen online. And that I just feel like the big solution for all of these, like, this thing of, like, oh, if trans people are mentally ill or, like, non-binary people really annoying online, is just more of them actually, like, seeing the real world and how other people, like, reflect their identity back at them. Because, like, if you're just in groups that are constantly affirming you without really having to interact with, like real people, like, it just kind of, like, it can really warp your sense of reality, which can just, like, you know, manifest, like, your depressions and anxieties and, like, people's, like, agoraphobia or whatever. That was just my thought about, like, the overall point, I guess.
So I have a spicy question for the group. So Kelly, you're a Republican. I see my friend Miranda is in the audience. She's a Republican. I'm a progressive, but I agree with y'all on, like, easily 90% of what you say about trans stuff. So would this group of people, do y'all agree with me that the trans movement would be better off if we tried to talk about this stuff in nonpartisan ways? Because I do. I think the second we linked trans rights with the far left movement was the point it became a culture war and not a healthcare access issue. How do you all feel about that?
I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, it's tough because, like, I didn't, like, even, like, transition until, like, 2015. So I just feel like it's always been involved in politics for as long as I've known about the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I almost just don't even know a world where it wasn't political in the first place.
Wow.
I was going to say, like, obviously not American, so slightly different political views and how I engage with all this, but looking online and talking to Americans, it feels like not even assigning to political parties, there's three very much pillars of how people view this. That either the abolitionist far left, over-the-counter HRT, everyone has access, if you say you're trans, there's the very, I'm not going to say gatekept, but the idea of having a controlled, systematic medical approach to it. And then there's the just libertarian, you do you movement. And those seem to be three different pillars. And I find almost everyone lands in one of those categories of it. And that doesn't always seem to be a perfect one-to-one to their political views, which is interesting.
How is the libertarian one different than the get HRT DIY, I declare my pronouns? How are those two different? I'm trying to understand.
Well, I spoke to someone not too long ago who was suggesting that that HRT should be able to be purchased over the counter. And mm-hmm. In my discussions with them, I think we reached a middle ground where it would be easily purchasable, but it would still be regulated, like certain cold medicines and asthma medications and stuff like that, still behind a counter. But there is still some sort of regulation behind it. You don't necessarily need a prescription, but you can still go in and they, you know, take your ID and stuff like that.
That feels like we're normalizing, like, being transgender, though, in a way, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just to quickly answer what Brianna asked, the only difference I could see there is there's a different type of the far trans anarchist where it's like the government should pay for it. If you want any medication, you can have it. Everything that you identify is valid. And then there's the slightly almost, I'd say, center-right conservative trans mm-hmm. I've met, where it's very much a your body, your choice. If you can afford the medication and you're an adult, you can do that. But then they also usually are anti-trans kids. So there's kind of the difference I've noticed.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think I want to like go back to what Brianna said earlier about like there being two different kind of aspects to this, where it's like people think that it should be seen as a medical issue and treated as such, and then other people seem to focus more on the culture aspect of it. And these two being at odds with each other is kind of harmful to a certain extent. And I think that you know, we together as a community, non-binary people included, should kind of prioritize what we're looking for here. And that is, like, you know, we're still facing a lot of road bumps with legislation and stuff like that. Like, many, many different states are saying, no, you can't even access HRT even with a prescription until you're 25 or 26 years old. And rolling back some of these things, like, I mean, take a look at Florida, for example. Mm-hmm. So, like, once we get some sort of, like, you know, nationwide legislation for this, I think at that point we can start looking at, you know, the culture aspect of it and go from there. But until we all have the rights in law, then I think we should focus on that first.
I don't know how we get there. You know, HRC here in America has shown they're not interested in truly advocating for trans people. Lambda Legal is just taking cases one at a time. Yeah, I work with Congress all the time on various initiatives, and I can tell you it's stunning how little they know, just being honest. So if you're looking for a nationwide bill, I want to be honest and say we don't have anything close to the infrastructure. And the second we got it passed, the Republicans would, like, make it their mission to destroy it. So
I mean, it's the same reason an executive order wouldn't work, is because the next Republican would come in and just overturn it.
100%.
One thing I am curious about is this a splash in the pan, though, in 5 to 10 years' time? Because, I don't see how any form of trans rights, especially in America, can get legislated and set in motion and be improved. But I do wonder if in 5 to 10 years, once all the social media hype and noise around it goes down, will you guys just end up in this very much some things are covered, some things aren't, there's no real push to get anything better, but it's probably not getting worse? That's one thing I do wonder a lot about.
So, as someone that actually grew up in Arkansas, where a lot of stuff is going on, and
that's an accent and a half.
Yeah, it's a hell of a southern accent, I know. I'm very aware, and I live up in rural Maine, thanks to everything that's going on in my state. So prior to Caitlyn Jenner coming out, nobody cared in my home state. Nobody. Like in the 90s, my uncle was married and there was a trans woman there. nobody believed it was a mental disorder until now, until the non-binary people came and screwed up everything.
Yeah.
And I fled out of fear of my life from the state of Arkansas because of this and live in the state of Maine now. They do not care. Like, I avoid non-binary people on a daily basis, even at my university.
So I went to Ole Miss, and I worked very hard to get rid of my accent. I can definitely agree with what you're saying. But to kind of answer the question, I think as long as, I personally am not willing to forfeit trans children.
Have you ever heard of the Nicole Maines case that actually happened here at my university? Mm-hmm. You will have to research it, but basically when she was in elementary here, in Orono. I live in Old Town now, just moved to Old Town. However, long story short, they tried to force her out of female spaces, out of the bathroom, despite passing 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a huge settlement agreement over it and everything like that. She went through bottom surgery, I think at 17 or 16 or something like that, or almost at the age of 18. And she never regretted a thing. There's a good book about her story called Becoming Nicole. Mm-hmm. And I'm more than willing to send links and everything, because I know many people here in Maine that knew her growing up, including my academic advisor, a close friend of mine that's a butch lesbian that lives in the same town that I live in. And she knew it from the same age. I knew it from the age of 3 or 4 or even younger than that. Sure. How can it be a mental disorder if you know it from that age?
Yeah.
It's the same way with being gay.
Yeah. I think that's well said. I'd love to read that book. Coming back to my point, though, I think that as long as the rights of trans children are something that we are working on, and I think the standards are really screwed up right now. I was stunned to find out that only 82% of kids getting medical transition even meet the WPATH criteria, which are not high. Go look at it. But as long as we're trying to advocate for trans kids, parents are aware of this now, and it will stay a culture war thing. I don't think it's going to be Muslims after 9/11 and go away.
My thing is when I go back to Arkansas next week, actually, if I tell people that I'm trans down there, they're automatically call me a groomer. I'm very traditional in that sense and pass 100%.
Could you clarify the debate? Because when I hear are trans people mentally healed, I don't get it. Trans, it's a physical thing, and mentally healed, it's psychological. So what do you mean?
Physiological. Physiological. It's basically a birth defect is what it is.
It's a birth difference?
I would say it's a birth defect. I would classify it as a disability more than less a mental disorder. I had PTSD, for example. However, I got that from the trauma I've been through all the hate and shit I've been through. I have never considered it a mental disorder, though. I would consider it a birth defect.
I just want to make a comment on that. I mean, with the diagnosis of manic bipolar 1, that is under the American, I guess their interpretation is a disability, though I don't use it in that sense where you could get any benefits from it. But to say that, to specify the physiological and the physical aspect of it, I feel like that's not that strong of an argument.
I mean, even with me prior to transition, I looked just like a male, like they had not been through puberty. I never looked like a female. So
So I can definitely see why that would not be mental illness. And I'm agreeing. You say more of a defect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that
I, 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 I
ways I would say even intersex. Like some trans individuals are just meant to be the opposite sex. Like
yeah,
me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like even I still have dysphoria to this day because I can't have biological children. That
but I just wanted to comment that some disabilities that wouldn't necessarily be born with or a mutation. Both of those are not mutually exclusive. You understand what I'm saying. I don't have to rattle on.
How does the body create the mentally healed thing? I mean, whatever the body is, even if it's so surprising to you that you call it a defect, how can you claim that it causes a mental illness? What's the relation?
Okay, so here's counterpoint. Can you definitively, and has any study ever proven this, that definitively claim that trans people successfully go through puberty to the correct mental factor? We don't have studies on this. We haven't studied brain chemistry that well. For all we know, that could be a factor.
Yeah.
I know
that. As you said, there's no studies, so I cannot claim the positive or the negative because we don't know, or we don't know, but we don't have data. So what are we talking about?
I just know prior to like my surgeries and everything, I was highly suicidal, even before I went on HRT. Now I'm completely fine besides the depression and anxiety, but that's good.
Now, could you possibly say that there is a chance that you had bad mental health conditions that led to severe suicidal tendencies?
Because I've had a psychiatrist in Arkansas say the same thing, that I have a brain of a male. I've always had a brain of a male. And like, how can that be a mental disorder?
I mean, I would actually like to cut in here. So especially on that, and I apologize for my voice, by the way. I've only been transitioning for a year. I apologize, but I think that a big thing that we're missing here is, have y'all heard of the distinction between I am a woman or I am a man versus those who are in the trans community who say, I wish to be a woman or I wish to be a man?
Yeah, the difference is I've never identified as a man. I always knew I was a male.
Exactly. I think there is a distinction between these two groups of people that are... we need to point out, whereas there are people that have like an actual gender identity that is separate from their sex, and it's more like a brain structure, kind of like you said how you have a male brain.
Jessica, I think you hit the nail on the head in where we can talk about these points from, whether it be from
I mean,
everyone who comes into a point in their life where they feel the need to transition, or whether it's been from before they can even remember, or even trauma, I feel like these are very, very specific, unique instances. And that's where you'll find people that say, I am a woman as a trans woman, and those who say, I want to be. Like, they're so different. That person
that's what leads to detransitioning. From what I've also looked at, every person that has detransitioned never passed as the opposite sex, despite being on hormones for years and years. I've noticed.
I completely agree. I think the issue here is that we have one group of people, the ones who say, I am a woman, who like I am a girl from 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, ever since they could understand the difference between one gender and the other.
Yep.
Rival, Ryle, I don't know how to pronounce your name.
Rule. It's my last name. I just put the in place of a U, just so nobody can know who I am at my university.
Okay, no worries.
Because it's a very leftist school where I'm at, and I'm somewhat on the right, and like I said, it's just...
Hey, are you a hockey player too?
No, I used to live in Arkansas, moved to Maine last year just to get away from that hellhole. I didn't want to live under Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I can't tell if your profile picture was a hockey player. Yeah, I played hockey in college as well.
So where'd you go? I would love to get this back on track a little bit, if that's okay.
I would just rather curious. Not say if I could.
Well, can jump in really quick?
Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, so what you were saying earlier was that you've always known that you had a male brain, that you've always looked like a male. And I want to mention that growing up, I had severe depression, and I didn't understand why. It seemed to come on from nowhere, almost. Like almost as soon as I hit puberty, I started having depression. But when I was a kid, I can't tell you how many people would tell me that I looked just like my mom when she was a kid.
Yeah, so that's a weird thing. So my father, he passed away back in September, and everybody has said that I look exactly like my father. Like exactly, yeah. Just a little clone of him, just shorter.
Yeah, and I mean, the further I get into my transition, the more like her I look, which is good and bad in a way. But yeah, no, I totally empathize with that. I got your perspective 100%.
I'm 8 years on testosterone in June.
I was thinking we should expand on this a bit more though. I think this is a very important topic. The people who say they are the opposite sex or they are the opposite gender versus the people who say they wish to express themselves as the opposite sex or the opposite gender. I think it's very important to point this out because, as he said, the people who regret more often say, I want to be. And I think we've expanded the DSM with the DSM-5, we've expanded the idea of what gender dysphoria is and what, you know, from gender identity disorder, we've expanded it to include people or children even perhaps, who knows, who just say they wish to be the opposite sex. And I think just I think that's a very important thing to bring up.
Yeah. Just to add to that really quickly. You know. Okay, just to add to that, could you explain what is being a man or a female? Because it's like the main topic.
That's
and
irrelevant.
Nobody goes into the depth of how we can claim that we are more that than that. What are we talking about?
I think that's irrelevant to the real problem.
It is irrelevant because you have some men that are not polar opposite of other men, you know what I mean? You have some men that are
masculine. No, I don't know what you mean. That's the whole point. I would like, because it's a serious question.
Would like,
this isn't what is a man, what is a female?
I could get kicked off of here for saying this. I would just like to give my response to this. I do believe that there are men and women and that you can, I'm a pathologist, so I have to follow some code, but bear with me, I'll get to a point. So there are men and there are women, and they will be identified usually by their gender. Now, with that being said, there's a lot of people in the world, and there's people outside of that with their mental ability or their mental understanding or their chemical imbalances.
Please,
whatever you may call it.
Please. Everyone has a thought, so please.
My point is that I agree with you that there is a way to distinguish a man from a woman, and those people are not in the trans community.
What do you mean by that? Are you talking about large gametes? Like, what do you mean?
Well, as in. When I say a man and woman, I don't mean the population of the earth divided in two. In fact, I'd say, you know, it would be less, a bit less than that. And then there are people that do not, their brains do, I learned to accept that. I've talked with these people. They believe through, whether it be through trauma or like a birth defect or hormone imbalances, those are the people where it's harder to make that distinction like Andy wants so badly for there to be. There already is that distinction. Go to a random bar and find a girl and a guy Ask if they're trans. Be like, no, I have a penis, I have a vagina. It becomes, you know, for them, it's obvious. And I think it's comparing apples to oranges because you're not talking about the people that have these mental, I guess, I don't know.
Just say mental illness.
I know what you mean.
Mental disorder.
You just think trans people are mentally ill. You can just say.
That was not what I was going to say. Thank you very much.
This is my opinion on this. I think the trans... So I think, like, these kinds of questions, like, are trans women really women? You know, do I think I'm a woman? Do I just want to be a woman? I think this is the wrong question for the trans community to be asking because it's ultimately a philosophical question and it just cannot have an answer. To really get down to it, the right question for the trans community to be asking is, do we deserve like public accommodations, right? Do we deserve health care? Do we deserve access to housing, right? Do we deserve access to X, Y, and Z? I think there's so much of this tendency to go into this like philosophical. Philosophical conversation that I understand it's a fun conversation to have. Kelly, I've enjoyed your TikToks on this, but I don't think it gets the community any further on a public policy level.
I mean, really, how different is that question from like the cis alpha males guys, like saying, "Oh, this is what it means to be a man.
Exactly.
Like, you have to be this."
Right.
It's a good question because I will be real quick. I'm maybe naive, but I know that there are people who perform. Like it's a big example I have. Usain Bolt can run distances that no one can. Can we say that his physiology is defecting? Because he's different, absolutely. Obviously.
Hang on. No, that's just abnormality. That's a different thing.
Well, okay. So there, you clarify why trans is not, it's a defect and not, okay.
In order to be on that severe end of a spectrum, of any spectrum, it has to be an abnormality. No one in his group or community does what he does. He does that because whether you like the term or not, it's an abnormality in his genes that allows his ligaments to snap back faster. His fast twitch muscles are insane. And that is just a, you know, what they used to call a freak of nature. But really what it is he is teetering on the fucking 99% of the bell curve. Like yeah, he is defective in a way, but it's not mean to say that. I mean, it sounds bad, but I mean, if you're
he doesn't look defective when he runs faster than the others, but okay, and let's go.
If he was a cis woman, would you question his gender if there was a really fast woman who was just born with more? I think it's kind of obvious what's really going on there.
The fastest cis woman in breaking insane speeds that was equivalent to theirs, if you were to scale it, then I would say absolutely. If they were breaking the threshold of what has been a norm, that's why records get beat all the time, is because there's different gene mutations that allow you to, in the right circumstances, that you'll be fast or you.
And trans people do not break the threshold of what we usually are used to.
That's just bigotry.
Well, okay, I'm sorry, hang on. The problem is we're suddenly comparing abnormalities in the ability to perform certain tasks to an excess to potentially what we could categorize, as we bring it back to the original Kelly's topic, a mental illness, which is an observable set of traits. Someone who can run the fastest in the world has an abnormality in their physical ability to do a certain task. A group of people who have comorbidities that you can define are a category of people under a definition. Those are very different things. Like, this is a silly comparison.
Comorbidities.
I don't see the difference. I just see different individuals with different specs. So if you can really explain why, for example, when I read the question, are trans people mentally ill, I'm troubled because I wonder why the first group of people should be liable to be mentally ill.
It's not about anyone's feelings. It's about the DSM. If trans people, if it's not a mental illness, why is it in the DSM? Why does insurance cover it? Right? Why are doctors involved? Right?
I mean, again.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Please don't speak over me. This is, at a certain point, we have to be adults about all of this. The gateway to getting all this stuff covered, the gateway to having the public policy that we want, the gateway to us having our rights enshrined in law is going to be through being honest about what is going on here. And I'm sorry if it hurts someone's feelings, but as I said at the beginning of this, the beauty of gender identity disorders, there's an end to this. You get treatment, you get surgery, you get on hormones, you deal with your mental issues, and then you can move on with life. So I think we've got, like, this is the core problem that the trans community has gotten into, whereas feelings over tactical reality. And, like, we have to work harder and smarter than other marginalized groups do, because we have a much bigger uphill battle. And the needs are very, very specific. And there's a dollar sign attached to it. So there's a public funding component to it. I think we have got to grow up quickly because, like, we are really about to lose it all.
The detail I was missing. Thank you. You explained it. Okay. There's an issue. Okay.
My issue is I do not like to be labeled mentally ill. I know that I'm not mentally ill because one thing, when I was put on psych meds when I was a little kid, they made me go completely psychotic. Explain that, and once I get off the meds, I'm completely fine.
I have a comment about that. Let's take medication out of the picture. I feel like, I'd only ask these questions because I feel like I remember you speaking on them on your own volition earlier, but what kind of state of mind were you in as a child? Were you very carefree and didn't think about much? Or were you,
I was fine until I went through a lot of trauma.
Well, around two or three, you knew fully.
I knew fully back then. I was fine until the trauma I went through was like from 5 years up in school.
Was it a defect or was it trauma? And I'm not.
It was a defect 100%. Like I said, I have CPTSD. A psychiatrist has even said this to me. I have CPTSD because of the trauma I went through when I was in school.
What is CPT? What is that?
Complex post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay.
Now, and that right there, that is a brain injury. And I've had multiple psychiatrists even admit that to me.
Okay. No, I take everything what you say as the truth. I'm not here to ever, you know.
No. And like I said, I was fine up until about the age of 9 or 10, and that's when I started experiencing depression because my body was changing, and then my parents divorced, my grandmother died, and just
so it's in your perspective. I mean, in your story, how you lived it. I'm not saying you're wrong. How you lived it was that things happened to you and it built up to where you kind of realized this, or what was happening at 9?
My parents divorced and then my grandmother passed away and I was very close to her. I was bullied in rural Arkansas for years and years just because of how I dressed, because I dressed like a male. I cross-dressed because I knew it. That was the only way to make me happy. Otherwise, if I dressed as a female, I would literally fight my parents.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you went through that.
No, and then that's why I'll never move back down there, and I have no sympathy for those people.
Well, you know, I went back to Mississippi a few years ago, and it was really amazing seeing all these things that scared me when I was younger, being very small, and understanding how much more power I had. So I hope you have that experience too.
I've got to go back down next week just to fight for my father's estate. Treated like shit ever since my father passed away. I've been mocked by his ex-girlfriend and had 500,000 taken away from me. So.
Oh my goodness. Well, good luck with that. Yeah.
You're good.
So, Kelly, I've always wanted to ask you this. Like, you know, you're pretty, like me, you're a pretty spicy personality on Twitter. You get into the drums every now and then. Like, is this, what is kind of your thinking when you post some of this stuff? And I say this as someone who loves to post stuff that's controversial, too. But are you just like, is your thinking like you're just, you just want to speak your truth because you've been through so many rounds with, you know, the worst parts of trans Twitter? What's kind of your thinking behind your public presence at this point?
Oh, God. I mean, it depends on the hour. I mean, down all the time. Sometimes I really just want to like destroy the trans community that I don't think is valid. The whole side doesn't want
to. Welcome to our world, Kelly.
Like, I genuinely sometimes get so hateful to the point where, like, I have so much resentment towards the non-binary community and anyone that identifies as trans that doesn't try at least to pass, because I feel like that's a huge reason why we're not accepted as much as we could be, and it pisses me off.
Here's a retrospect interpersonal question that I sometimes feel, because like, God, Kelly, I know you don't really know me, but I feel exactly what you said so much, and sometimes I just feel very frustrated. But like, is it a little bit, and I feel as we're all probably guilty of, a you didn't have to go through this, so fuck you trying to co-opt my pain? And I do sometimes wonder if I ever have to take a step back and look at my own life and how I view my emotions towards this extension. I know it's a very self-aware point, but sometimes I do have to think about that.
I definitely identify with what you're saying. I think part
of it is, am I just a spiteful little bitch?
No, I don't think you're spiteful. I think if somebody's punching you all day, it's a very human response to want to punch them back. I was really struck by a Pew poll that came out. My good friend Hope was showing it to me. That for gay people, when gay people are fighting for the right to get married, there was this really interesting statistic that came out, and it was if someone actually knew a gay person in real life, they were much more likely to support gay rights. For trans people, it's actually the opposite, where if someone knows a trans person in real life, they are way less supportive of trans rights. And I think a certain part of that
that's is not this, true
it is true. I couldn't believe it, and I saw it and I was stunned by it. It's I believe 18 points lower. So there is a, I think there is a component of this. I think at the core level, trans people are making enemies a lot faster than they're making friends. And I think that sometimes, I know it factors in my desire to sometimes go to war, if that makes sense.
I don't have the intake to know what you feel, Olive, but I know that people who need help. And if they are rightful in their claim, I will assist. So that's not co-opting the pain of others. It's really trying to help when it's needed.
All right, good talk, everyone. I'm gonna head out. I gotta give my friend a estrogen injection. So see y'all later.
Bye.
That's so okay.
Good to talk.
Delightful.
I also feel like,
look at Erin helping the trans.
She's a nice person.
I feel like
we're both getting canceled for saying that.
I know.
She's kind of pushy. She has a really pretty face. She reminded me of Hunter Schafer.
Also, whose mic is that? That's awful.
Yeah, somebody's staticked. Great.
I also feel like about what you said, like being a kind, respectful person to others, people are going to act kind and respectful back to you. So I totally believe that statistic, what you said. Like, if you're gonna, like, there's a lot of like people who act obnoxious or use the trans label, like academics, young academics who use it as like a way to be rebellious, who aren't really trans. And what's frustrating about that is you know, in like 5 years they're going to move on and they're going to look back and they're going to laugh about, oh, how cringy they were, but for us, it's going to like last for us of like the damage they did. And that's like the most frustrating thing about it.
Yeah.
That's how I see the non-binary community. They're all just going to grow out.
Unconscionable damages.
Well, actually, there's a really interesting point. Does anyone know a non-binary person who has more than, say, 4 years with commitment to it? Because I know one. I do know one.
Yeah, lots of them.
Oh, my God. This is where y'all got to...
I know none.
Hold on for a second. This is where y'all need some more historical perspective.
Okay, school us, man. Go.
Kate Bornstein was... Someone has got... Whoever's creating that much noise has got to mute their mic. You're driving me crazy. Kate Bornstein was talking about this in the late...
Yup, because the bitch was a tranny. I mean, like, yup, we had a threesome with a tranny. Yup, a tranny sucked your...
Okay. Kate Bornstein was talking about this back in the 80s and 90s. So non-binary people have been a thing for a long time. 2 years ago,
I used the word tranny. But this is my thing, right? I didn't know that was a word that you cannot use, especially because my trans friends use it.
Hilarious.
Well, that was one of the interruptions of all time.
I can't believe Cardi B.
Yeah. Well, this is a great discussion. I think
I was just coming on just to. There you go.
Do some research or try to find the distinction. Understand that there is a distinction between people who say I am one sex versus people who say they want to be. And I think that it's very important to recognize that those people who say they want to be are more likely.
All right,
to
no. Let's take this a little bit spicy up.
You're basically saying I'm not valid because I said I want to be a woman and I won't say I am a woman because I live in reality. It's, essentially is what you're saying.
It's not.
Well, yeah, that was the point I was going to make. Like, no, you're not. None of us here are. This is all pretend to some degree of some social engagement at some level.
Oh, we're talking.
There's a difference between people who are transsexual. This is old school transsexuals who actually experience like a gender identity different than what they
Oh my God. What? Spare me the bullshit. What the fuck?
Come on.
Quick aside, Kelly, can you make Brianna speak again, please?
Come on.
Well, I'll talk about it later on when I make a post about it. But I think it's important to recognize that there are two different groups of people who are trans. One who will say, I am, just like that trans man. Hold on, just like that trans man who we was just talking about. Uh-huh. And then other people who would say, I wish to be, or I want to be. There's people who...
It sounds like a cope for you, to be honest. That's like a very like minor language point you've made about 100 times. I don't know. I don't think it's like the life-changing like talking point you think you might be making. Respectfully, come on.
Different groups of people, and I think it's very important to recognize.
We have real trans women, and then we have like predatory men trying to take advantage of the.
No, I think we have one group, and then another group we don't know anything about.
I don't want to know about them.
I mean, it's the same way. You have women that are. Locked in as men, however, they don't even make an effort to pass. They don't even make an effort to pass. And I mean,
How dare they?
They don't want to pass. They want people to make up their pronouns so they can do live streams at fucking restaurants and be like, you misgendered me.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not that person. I hate that person.
I mean, the freaking thing is, like, they'd rather be fucked in their pussy, you know what I mean, than get a dick, you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense to me because I've been through a full transition. And yeah, you know, I'm still the sport.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like the fight.
Huh?
What if you got a really big dick though?
Still.
Same for like female to males though, because I know you guys can't really get a realistic like looking. Like,
no, I mean mine actually looks really damn good. I'm not even gonna lie. I had surgery. Dr. Santucci.
To someone that's had surgery that was on the flip side.
Yeah, I mean the majority of people that like regret the surgery going from female to male just go to doctors that are quacks to begin with. They don't research their doctors.
That's how I feel about my bottom surgery, because everyone's like, oh my God, I had a bad experience. I'm like, I'm sorry you went to a shit ass doctor.
Yep. I mean, you have big transitioners like Chloe Cole and freaking Prisha Mosley. They bitch and moan about their chest, but then again, they admit that they realize they are wrong, you know what I mean, transitioning to begin with because of their chest. But the thing is, they went to quack doctors.
Not to mention, like, I would honestly just tell every trans person or every trans woman just to wait to, like, get their chest done. Like, leave that for last. Like, get your face done first.
Yep, I agree.
Okay. Do you envy other people?
Or do you desire them?
Yeah. Do you desire other beings?
Do you envy desire women?
I envy people that have normal lives, and yet I don't.
And if it's so, why?
I envy them because they can at least get a damn relationship, and I have to, like me being very traditional, they don't even have to, you know what I mean, being normal, they don't have to do what I have to do, man. They don't have to do what I have to do.
They're not arrest. Okay.
It's like I could easily go with many women. I could easily go with many cis women. However, once I find out their lifestyles, I'm just completely done. It just makes me depressed as hell because I can't get into a relationship like I want. And then I get called either sexist, homophobic, or misogynist for it.
You know, we own those titles, though. That's a good thing nowadays.
Like, I've been called homophobic for it as well, because I'm more of a Republican in ways, and I'm against gay marriage, for example. Because I believe only a relationship of a man and a woman, so.
What? Oh my God, you're even more far right than me. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yep, I'm more or less
than one. That's an interesting one. I'll give you that. Like,
I can't
define the roles of male and female and then being against intersex marriage is a unique one. I'll give you that.
I'm very much for traditional gender roles.
Is that because of traditional or religious?
So I'm a Roman polytheist, traditional Roman religion. However, like I said, where I grew up, it was very traditional. It hasn't rubbed off on me, but still, like, I kept a lot of my values moving up here in Maine, and that's a lot of the reason why I still don't fit in here even, but I still do fit in a way. You get what I'm saying?
I think traditional is the way humanity, I think as far as I've seen it both ways, but, you know, as far as a home, like your nuclear family, as opposed to anything other than like poly or trans or
I can't stand polysexual as well. I can't stand that shit.
My point is that those are not productive to the sustainability of life in that aspect, but they can marry, in my opinion, because who gives a fuck?
I mean, like I said, it's a, you know what I mean? Like, since it's been passed in the United States, like, leave it up to the states. But like I said, just, I'm against it personally.
So aren't we the United fucking States? That's like, why are we allowing?
I live in Maine, one of the most liberal states in the country. I moved up here because I fled out of fear of my life from Arkansas.
But anyone who travels to the United States is made aware by the traveling agency that each state is different. Like you cannot commit the same crime.
That way. That's not how America is supposed to be.
So, but that's how it started. You were a very rare colony I believe, at least to the right to some degree. So you would believe in smaller government, which would be not the feds.
I would like bigger government.
Wow, man! Wow, I can't catch you in any direction. Do you want bigger government, or are you a right?
Like I said, I'm closer to a monarchist.
A monarchist.
Oh wow! Okay.
A monarchy. Yeah. God-given rights. All right. Are you saying that?
And this is a troll, right?
No, I'm not a troll. I swear to you, my grandmother was.
I just feel like you contradicted yourself three times. It's I know you're then. Right wing, but the stances you have are bizarre to me.
We're gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get him all perked up and everything. We're gonna have a good time.
Yo, you're right.
He's Then bring a bitch around. We're gonna have a threesome.
Oh, you're right.
Wake up, he's going to be like, what the fuck?
Okay, stop, everyone. Tranny. If one thing
I'm
can...
Like, yep, we had a threesome with a tranny.
No, yep. You're right.
Yep.
If this chat has proven one thing, it's that everyone in here is very, very definitely mentally ill.
Yes, we are.
You're yes, all... This fucking species is mentally ill.
All right, let's go. Today we are going to be taking a look at one of my, like, the trash talking. It's like...
Or mentally aware, it depends of the point of view, but okay.
Oh, quick aside, Kelly, can you message me while she talk to you with something while we're here?
I don't like this bitch. My nigga, you a faggot. You the type of nigga that will eat the sausages and
you know you can cut her mic.
But it's so funny.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny.
Kind of.
Fine, I'll make her. Fine, you guys are fucking boring.
We all have a life, we won't be bothered, so you can go on, we'll just listen.
I think it's Kelly's chat, and if she wants Cardi B quotes saying slurs at her, I think she's allowed it.
No, it's fine, I'll be the bigger part. What do we want to talk about? What were we fucking talking about?
Political.
I had an idea for discussion, just, sorry.
Oh, we were talking about Rumble's bullshit, right?
Again. Politics are bullshit as well. I really don't care about politics at this point because it pisses me off.
You can't say you're against gay marriage and be like, I don't give a fuck about politics. You're a trans man, you're against gay marriage. Like, what do you fucking mean?
I've been for a while. Sorry.
Okay, but like, make sense. If your religion or your moral compass is like, oh God, no gay marriage, but you're like, God, I can make a fucking gender transition and get a fucking phalloplasty. I'm not crossing the line.
And I can hold back on.
Well, you're dressing the line. In that fact, you're dressing a line that he did not dress by himself, I guess.
Whoa, makes
it's really complicated. You really should pay attention, I guess.
Hey, I don't even know what you mean. Like, what are you saying?
I'm saying that, trying to say that you're against gay marriage, but you're for transition. It's giving some inputs that were
I
don't agree in any way, but I can see how they logically arrive at that.
No,
I disagree entirely, but I can see the logic there.
I see the logic behind. I'm saying that the world is fucking complex. So yeah. I see the logic.
What did you say just earlier?
Chill out.
It made no sense.
This is like a horse.
Either when you go to any type of Asian birthday party, event, wedding, I don't know. All they do is sing karaoke, sing dancing queen, do the cha-cha slide and shit.
What's wrong with the cha-cha slide? I don't know.
Either way, I'm sorry if I offended any of y'all or not.
My erythrol.
No, I'm not. I swear on that.
And that's just autism.
So if two men are, like, in love and they want to solidify their relationship with, like, a document, a piece of paper.
Like they could do, like, a...
I'm going to steal her joke that she messaged me. I just love that a bunch of men came to the chat and ruined everything. Nice.
Like, I don't care, like, if it's on paper. Like I said, just I'm against it because it's only supposed to be between a man and a woman.
But Ryle, you're not really a man, just like I'm not really a woman.
Then I disagree. Mean?
It's just not any of your business to define who to get married. Like, mind your own fucking business, dude.
Nah, I mean, I've tried to do that, and yet gay people have tried to force marriage on me, tried to get me to go with them, and I'm not interested. So.
Bro, you're forcing your weird...
That's the straightest
thing I've
ever heard.
People have tried to force marriage
on
you.
What do you mean they forced
marriage?
I like gay dudes, just they better not hit on me.
I don't, I mean, I...
They better not friends. Hit on me. Like, dude,
one of them slapped me on the
I
ass
don't
and
think
all
so.
Texas.
I don't believe that.
Hang on. Yeah. Your definition of a guy trying to marry you was light sexual harassment? What?
It was a statement that was quite kind of violent, complicated. But
either way, like I said, it's just, it made me extremely uncomfortable, so.
Who cares?
So two gigs being in love makes you uncomfortable, but getting a phalloplasty.
Yes, and I mean, for example, I'm disgusted by two women going down on each other. I'm disgusted by even
These are your problems. Your disgust is like your own fucking weird personal shit.
Do you understand what you have? I mean, people come for me for my open wound. Do you know what the fuck you have?
I mean, I've never had a relationship, so. Because
I'll tell you
the reason why. Because every woman that has ever wanted me has been with either 5-10 guys, either ugly as fat, or just completely fucking stupid.
I'm bitter because
I'd rather die than go with any of that.
He said he had PTSD, so maybe his realm of thinking does not allow him to be stable and to understand that life can be hard on people.
And I will never date a woman like that, so I'm sorry to say it.
And if he cannot go beyond those thoughts, I cannot claim that he's wrong.
He is wrong.
He is very wrong.
From a greater point of view, maybe from his point of view, I cannot say he's wrong in thinking.
But we're not talking about his point of view. You can't just make up a new point of view and say.
This is why I say the trans community is all mentally ill, but me. Because what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
No, you're mentally ill as well. You're in here with us.
Are you serious? Me?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't see the hardship, all heard the hardship.
And I'm saying that I know that the PTSD prevents me from getting a fucking relationship, but I will never go with someone like that does not want kids.
As long as you're never going to be around anyone.
The issue is more your PTSD and nothing to do with anything else you just said.
I disagree.
You believe so, but you heard it. Maybe it's part of it.
Wife from like a third world country or something at that point.
I grew up with basically a third world country, so where I escaped from.
Where'd you grow up?
Maybe you're Arkansas. Just like a shitty person and it's not the PTSD.
Basically southern Arkansas. Shithole, absolute shit.
That's a good point. It could just be you and your personality.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I have tried going with girls, but every fucking girl, she turns out to be the exact opposite of what I want. Once she says she doesn't want kids, I don't want her. I've cut off many women for that.
Oh my God, but you gotta make her want to have kids with you. That's why you make
I've
you
tried that. Love
first. Do you not know how this shit works?
I've never been in a relationship.
All I'm hearing is I suck at relationships, I have conflicting views and PTSD, and I'm not addressing any of it. That's all I'm hearing.
This is a new problem.
I have a therapist.
So.
And I've already told her I'm not changing for her or nobody else. I'm literally never going to fucking change. So there's that. And
Are you the type of guy like on the first date to like ask if someone wants kids?
No. Because they... No,
you have to go to anal.
Let him us figure it out. But yeah. No, I'm not. No, I'm not that way.
Thank you, Cardi.
No, I'm not that way. But every girl, like I have said, they've only wanted me just because I'm trans. That's always what they wanted. It's either, and then once they realize I have had a phalloplasty, they're either not interested or they're interested. And I mean, they're either lesbians or bisexual or whatever. Like, I will not go, like I said, with someone that has had an excessive body count.
No one's ever going to love you. I'm sorry. That's you.
Then I'd rather be single for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and that's probably better for everyone.
Wait, I'm confused. No. I'm confused about the biology of the situation. You said that you really want kids, but you're an older post-op trans man.
I will be 26 later this month.
Okay.
Never been in a relationship.
I thought from the context that you were like an older guy, so I was confused.
No, I'm 26. Like all the other trans men I've ever been around, they either fucking annoyed me to the point that I just want to be left alone. I cannot deal with the trans community. None of them understand me. I literally don't know.
Okay.
And it seems like you'd fit in well.
You're very disagreeable.
Okay, just maybe his position is built.
We should never allow the French to speak.
That was rude. Okay.
We're cutting you off.
Ryle, I just can't believe you don't support gay marriage. That's pretty fucked up.
Like I said, it's my own opinion. You can have your own opinion. But I have my own.
Then get gay married.
Yeah. Yeah. Opinions are based off something. Are you a Christian?
I said I am a Roman polytheist. I only believe in traditional marriage.
I, for one, support everyone's ability to not be gay married if they don't want it.
Oh my god.
Are you a Rogan fan?
Actually,
honest question. Rogan, thumbs up or thumbs down?
What?
The trans man is insane. Are you a Rogan fan? It seems like, I'm just curious as a profile question. Okay. I could have gone either way.
Oh my, wait. Because, like, when trans men transition, they're transitioning into men, so they transition into, like, you know, and I don't want to say the R word, but like idiots.
Yeah, no, I get it. They're still men.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Yeah, right? like trans men can be incels too.
No, I mean, I'm pretty much in
it.
It's validating.
Okay, all we learn is himbos and bimbos. That's all. Everyone just loses brain cells.
Mm-hmm. Relatable.
Rainbows on my post, because one thing that I know, the rainbow stands for God, baby. The rainbow ain't about that gay shit y'all talking about. The rainbow is the representation of the covenant, that he would not flood this earth again. Now, hopefully, he'll blow this bitch up, because at this point, he needs to just go on, blow it on up.
Ryle, do you think...
Amen, I guess.
Ryle, do you believe women should have equal rights?
Like I said, I believe in traditional gender roles.
This is a troll.
I'm not a troll.
Hang on. No, stop. This could be so logical. They could think women don't deserve rights, and that's why they transitioned. We hadn't thought this through.
Yeah.
You ever like
on well, besides being raised by my grandfather, that's very traditional as well.
Kelly, can you say more?
Dude, be your own man, dude. Your grandpa doesn't need to inspire you to say women don't have rights. You're your own man now.
Just a sec. Kelly, can you say more about your question?
I just don't understand why women want equal rights. You know, I just kind of want men to do everything. I don't want to.
Not all women are you.
Amen. Kelly's spitting truth today.
Clean all day. I don't give a fuck. Let them handle the credit card. I don't want to vote. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, and that's fucking what I want with the fucking girlfriend. That's what I want, but I cannot get it.
What I'm hearing is that you two should date each other. Like, you're perfect.
Oddly, it's something that I would be glad to fulfill for a woman, you know, for a partner. So, like,
Most cis straight lives that way. I mean, clearly you do and I do. It's pretty common biological tendencies to provide for a vulnerable, typically children and women.
I mean, like I said, that's my entire problem with dating. I have tried to get someone
You can't find... I'm sorry. You're interested in looking for a partner. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. But you want... them to do not, you're not finding any women out there that are like, I don't want to work. Like,
I have tried that.
I'm telling you, they're out there and they can be fun.
Like, I like very submissive women. And my problem is,
want submissive women? Just DM. Dude, you're fucking crazy, dude.
You have to make one of that's what you're not getting, Ryle. Like, you have to like sweep a girl off her feet, and then she's gonna naturally want to be submissive to you.
Kelly, thank you. I'm gonna go mute now.
Just to add, okay, go on.
Again, like I said, I have tried that for years. I have tried date nap after date nap, but I get the exact opposite of what I want in a relationship. That is always what I get. I attract the wrong females.
You're bitter and you don't like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you seem to be going.
How
into
close
this with
are you
chip
getting
your
to
shoulder?
These girls?
I'm impressed you're attracting any.
If this is so important to you, how are they even getting in your atmosphere without knowing this? Like, dude, I could talk. I mean, like, I would find out if a girl was willing to sit on the bed with her throat bent over backwards before you're not doing this right.
I have anxiety in regards to
It's weird, but I would say, yeah, ask me to do things and check if I do it correctly. And if I do not, try to gently push me toward the right direction. If it's your job, check and push. And I will try to do. And I'm not unwilling. I can spare the pain and all that. Just if you have to be my partner, check what I do, tell me when I'm wrong, and try to push me gently towards the right direction.
I'm also got a bad stutter.
Dude, you guys are crazy.
No, yes. I'm saying the reason
yes,
why,
we are.
The reason why. I mean, dude. I'm not gonna lie. The reason why I'm the way I am this way is because I have been.
I'm not saying I'm not.
Hey, how hard? Have you thought about trying like alcohol or drugs? It might loosen you up.
I'm partially buzzed right now.
Have you tried becoming an alcoholic? This is a huge
sorry, she's here, and I'm stealing her joke. Thank you, Claire. We finally found the female to male incel, and I'm so happy for us all.
You can make a brand of this. You could be like the guy
just dropped. It's been through me before.
It is what it is. And like I said, it's just I've tried every dating app there is. I've tried LGBT dating apps for
None of them are going to work for you. None of those apps are going to work for you.
Yeah, you could try. No one on dating apps is going to work.
So what do you recommend?
I'm not allowed to say kill yourself in spaces, and I wouldn't, but it doesn't sound like happiness is like on your, you know, it fundamentally changes the person.
I do not endorse suicide for this man. Every incel we will.
There is making team works, and there is the rest. If I have to be the sheep and the woman have to be the shepherd, as long as it works, be the shepherd, I'll be the sheep, and let it work. But,
you're just talking about different role plays within a relationship. Like, dude, if you don't...
It's not
like,
free.
You can definitely be dominant to the point that you are submissive. Like, I allow this to happen. That's the key. Like, the only reason any of this is happening is because I allow it to happen.
You know what I mean? Be over me at all. Because I'm 100%, I want to be in charge of the relationship. I don't want that.
I think that's a problem.
You're never going to have a relationship would come anyway. From the pain. The pain does not come from the people, the woman or the partner who tells you, go that way. Oh, God.
Whoa. I don't know where. I mean, I think we think you're French. I don't know where you're from talking like that, but. My girlfriend has the very first say in everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Everything. So if you're implying
not
that
by
just
design,
because
I hope not by design, but because she has the freedom of being able to watch things.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what. There's no point to be made on your part there. I mean, of course.
You need a captain. You're a soldier, you need a captain. That's all I say.
I disagree that relationships are like that, though. I think that relationships are give and take. And I mean, I've had a very successful, that's
more of a modernist approach.
It's just not. I'm sorry. But like, this is how things operated for hundreds of years, is that you were a team.
I disagree. My grandfather was paid
the same thing. Yeah, maybe your grandfather disagreed, but you know, like,
be your own man.
Like the nuclear family in the 1800s. Do you think that? You get to get people were out there on the frontier and they were like, no, the wife stays at home. She cooks and clean. You were a team.
That's a fallacy. She watch out.
The fucking
internet, because whenever I fuck, I tell you something, you don't say sister.
Thanks, Cardi.
For me, if there is a partner, there's one who acts and is on the field, and there is the overwatch who watch out what's going on and direct. And it's two components that are necessary. We need
absolutely
the one running out widely without thoughts need to be controlled by someone who overwatch and say, okay,
is good, but turn left, turn right, go middle, you know?
Absolutely.
It's a teamwork.
It's happened with me. Teamwork. Like I said, I will die before I ever think that way. I'm sorry to say it.
Someone has to make the money and someone has to spend it.
Look, it's not impossible to change your medicine. I think that's a low-T beta male idea, is that you're set in your ways. I mean, what, you're 26, you said? You can change. You have your best years ahead. You're not set in stone because your grandfather, you know, told you that this is how it had to be.
Well, and again, I said that he was
right. Did your grandfather tell you to be trans? I bet he didn't.
No, he didn't, because I came out to him and he tried to put me through...
So why do you care so much about his stupid beliefs about marriage? The fuck?
However, his beliefs on marriage are 100% right, because I said
then you should have stayed. Never mind.
I've tried to live by particularly. Kenny?
I'm sorry that I offended all the y'all's beliefs, but I am
cherry picking grandpa, dude.
I'm not offended.
He doesn't
want to
be cherry picked.
No, nobody's offended by you. Mostly we're just horrified.
This is self-harm.
I've tried by myself, and I've tried with a partner, I can bet anyone $1 million. Is it better by yourself or with a partner? Even the partner is not perfect. Is it better by yourself or with a partner? And why, then?
Dude, that's
I'd rather be single up before. Even though it's depressing as shit. I mean, I've thought about killing myself many times because of it.
Oh, shit.
Look, as someone who's been happy in a relationship, depressed, single, happy in a relationship, I think what matters is being happy, you know? I think that when you're in a relationship, you can be more happy than you would be alone. But if you're unhappy in a relationship, it's okay. Horrible.
I'm okay with that.
Again, that is my problem right there, because I get the absolute opposite of what I want in a relationship. She's fucking autistic. She's ugly as shit.
You say you're in a relationship, so I want to stop you right there. You don't like these autistic girls. Dude, I've never gotten into a relationship with a girl and didn't know she was, like, autistic.
You know you're autistic? Honestly, hang on. Are you aware that you're autistic?
I'm not autistic, and I've had a psychiatrist even tell me that.
Diagnosing you.
Oh, my God.
You're 100% autistic. I mean, all trans people are autistic.
Wait, I'm autistic?
Sorry.
We're diagnosing you too, Kelly.
No, I'm not. I'm like dumb as shit sometimes.
Excuse me, no. Kelly is retarded, not autistic. Please do not misgender.
I'm like scared to say it. Like, I'll type it, but like I've never like said it out loud.
Oh, Kelly, retard. You should join the spicy chats. That'd be fun.
Right, I can't. Yeah, I don't want to get canceled. They're going to cancel me again.
I'll defend you.
My life. If it makes you feel better, Kelly, I got canceled because of fucking TARP.
I thought that audio was someone kissing for a second.
Oh, actually, legit, Kelly, Brianna and me were talking. If you ever want to have a more in-depth, slightly spicier chat about this stuff, message one of us. We'd love to have you around. We don't live together. Why did I phrase it like that?
Mm-hmm.
Not speaking.
Well, Thursday.
Last chat. I don't know who that was, but DM me. Yeah.
I can't DM you, bitch. It's Olive, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll follow you.
Yeah. DM me. And yeah, me and Brianna want to chat about some stuff.
Wait, Brianna was in here, right? I think she had me blocked.
She's an icon of our community. Really the voice of the trans community.
I agree.
How does one get out of this
mindset? An icon, a real icon.
I just say it. Fuck Blair White.
Yes, fuck Blair White.
Is that an offer?
No.
Is that being put on the table?
Wait, what's up? Because the bitch was a tranny. I'm like, yup. Yup. You had a threesome with a tranny.
I don't like her.
We love Cardi the Ally.
Yeah. We love Brianna Wu. We love all of them.
I just don't like that, like, Blair and Buck are, like, I don't know. They give me bad vibes. I get
because they're not even transsexual.
Yeah, it's
didn't even get the fucking surgery, yet she's queen of the conservatives.
That's exactly my point. Buck had me blocked on my old account. I got fucking, I got canceled because I pissed off a bunch of TERFs and detransitioners.
Okay.
When you say you're canceled, what do you, what happens? What does that mean?
I literally had my account.
Like, I don't know about it. So I got, what are you talking about?
I got my account suspended because I pissed off too many TERFs and detransitioners.
Is that canceling?
Yeah.
See, I think you can, and with all due respect, and it, this is going to sound bad. I'll go back to the autism point. I know, like, someone made a joke about, like, oh, all trans women have autism, and Kelly's like, I don't. Well, there's a reason why I don't believe Kelly does, and there's, coming from a medical standpoint, there's nothing wrong with autism, but feel like, especially in your arguments, you don't, the tone, what you're saying,
the reason why I'm
is not reverberating in your head the same way it is ours.
Okay.
I
don't know how to explain it, but the reason why I am this
way, that's because of,
because you have autism.
No, it's because I have been isolated the majority of my life, because I was right, I'm a single child and I was constantly alone, and I don't know how to act in social situations. I get under pressure. Like, I literally was at the bar with a bunch of people, like 100 people, a while back, and I had an anxiety attack. It's because of,
I relate to that, man.
And
that,
a little slow.
Have you ever pursued therapy for social anxiety?
Like, I see a therapist right now for the CPTSD. Like, she would be doing EMDR.
That's great.
Like, I would be doing EMDR, but right now, like, my mental health is not that good due to my father passing and everything that's going on, like, in my personal life.
I'm sorry about that, man.
Yeah, it's just, I believe that my father was murdered and there was a cover-up about his death and everything. It's just...
Oh my God, Scooby-Doo.
I don't want to go into details.
Hey, I will. My father died too. There's nothing about it. I continue.
Your father's passing is never fun, beyond the scope of the space.
The circumstances are odd. Okay.
The circumstances about his death, there was no autopsy done. His sister, for example, she has a lot of influence back in the county I live in. Her husband is the justice of peace in my hometown, and with my dad, it's just weird about everything. I'm not going to go into details because, for example, if certain people got on to what I'm saying, it could be my damn head getting shot, blown off.
This is
the only thing you can say.
And how your head's on. I feel like you inflate everything, just how you feel like you can't get a girl. It's, you are making everything so, so complex.
Endless, you need to be thoughtful.
Sorry. My father passed away in a gruesome death as well.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying that, okay, sorry if the one who just expressed himself has a strong belief that something more must have been done. I agree with that.
And we will look at the top of the screen, and the space says, are trans people mentally ill? So,
oh, come on.
Okay. No, I'm not reverting it back to that as much as I'm saying, like,
again, I do not believe that I'm mentally ill. I know that I'm not mentally ill. I know that for a fact. It's just, like I said, the shit, like my mental state right now.
Dude, I have a schizophrenic that walks around downtown who says that same thing.
Well, like I said, I've been around schizophrenics too, and I'm entirely different than that.
Well, what about
I'm not saying you are. I'm just making an example of people that don't maybe.
Sometimes it's hard to realize the situation you're in when you're in.
It's hard. Sometimes it's hard to realize the
situation.
Sometimes
It makes you feel better to prove that I'm not trying to offend you.
No, I would love to
talk with you, honestly, and in just kind of demonstrate a different way of looking or talking to people or not getting maybe too invested early, and that would really save you from a lot of your lows
when you get rejected or they're not what you think. I think you could mitigate a ton of pain that you're getting.
Again,
you could. It's not obvious, but he's right. You could, but it's not obvious. And if you're in the path where you need to...
It's not me getting rejected. It's me rejecting them. That is the difference when it comes to relationships.
Yeah, just keep telling yourself that. That sounds like a good cope. Yeah, it's everyone except
even if that was true, the relationship started by both of you, and you're getting into one with someone that is so different than what you think that it spirals you out over and over.
You are kind of claiming that rejection equals solace, and if it allows you to be in that state, I will not take it from you, but maybe you should understand that people, we are all in the same boat. It's not perfect.
No, I'm aware. It wasn't perfect. I've done that for many years. I know my life.
It's not perfect.
No, it's not perfect.
Do whatever helps you, and we'll take charge of the rest.
I mean, that's what I'm doing right now. So,
if it's okay with you, it's okay with me.
Yeah.
Okay with us, I guess.
Like I said, it's just I'm probably just going to give up on a relationship. If I'm still single by the age of 30, I'm just going to fucking give up.
Dude, respectfully, dude, I mean, dude. You're 26. My parents didn't get married until they were like, 38 or whatever.
And this comes to the extreme outlook you have on everything. Like, dude, I'm 30. Okay, I'm not worried about things I did in the past or what's in the future because it's all going to happen again. And you're saying something that just didn't happen is never going to happen. I mean, you are you're manifesting your own destiny. I'll just leave it at that.
I've heard that theory as well before. So,
I mean, right. I always look at it like
other
this.
Words, you could enjoy more, you can explore more. It doesn't prevent you of any harm. Life is set up to distribute fuck up things.
Bro, it's like everyone. When you're in the third grade at your friend's house, their mom offers you a sandwich. You say no.
Yeah.
And then you think, wow, I'm actually kind of hungry. They offer it to you again. You say no. And then you, over time, you learn that, okay, I'm going to say yes because they're not going to ask me if they don't want to. And that's
the
idea of just say yes. Like, don't be so pessimistic in that people aren't trying. I guess I'm trying to relate this to you. I guess I made more sense in my head, but it's like.
No, you can be pessimistic. It's something that we all share, but. Trying to avoid.
But how well is it happening? Yeah, we all share it, but what are we gonna do about it? Are we gonna, get on a space and cry?
I mean, like I said,
is this a transgender mental illness? What's going on here? I thought this was about trans people being mentally ill. I'm confused.
Well, I think the subtext the whole time has been featuring a mentally ill trans person.
Ryle, I mean, that I know. I can which tell. One of us? I see the people here, but come on. I'm
we're
curious.
What kind of
autism?
Again, I know that I'm not mentally ill. I know that.
Well, you're just autistic.
No, I'm not.
You're autistic.
No, I'm not.
You're 100% autistic.
Then
if you are, it's good.
I think
I swear it's good. If you are, it's good. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's the first thing.
I would rather fucking shoot myself in the head than be autistic. Do not like to be autistic.
Why? See, that's...
You don't get to pick.
I'm not autistic.
You do accept
your
autism.
It's
the thing is, whether you are told you are autistic or not, hypothetically speaking, let's say you are, it's like Schrodinger's cat. It doesn't, whether the box is open or not, it's already done. So you hiding from it and saying you'd rather smash yourself in the head than be autistic,
Dude.
If you want to smash yourself in the head, you're already retarded. Wouldn't you rather be like...
I'm not a gold medalist. I'm not a gold medalist. Why? Why would you claim?
Because I feel like...
If it's not because of the outcome, why would you claim so hard that you're not something? If it's not the outcome.
Because a psychiatrist already said that I was not autistic.
Well, I think it's more the fact of how outraged you'd be if you were, which is why you're so anti it. Because
why are you really worried about this, man? It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry.
We love you. We're in a safe place to express your autism.
I'm not autistic.
Well, I don't really know if we should be diagnosing this guy over, you know, a Twitter space.
Like,
I don't think it really matters.
No,
if you
I give it. Official diagnosis.
I have seen multiple.
I mean, we're just talking around it. Otherwise, though, we're all just saying it in different phrases. It's, if we're gonna have the conversation, it's we can dance around it all day.
I don't know if he is or not. I don't know him.
I know him.
It's been 2 months. I've been listening to Lana Del Rey. Album, so I cannot tell.
Wait. Okay, that might be a symptom. That might be a symptom. Anything. 2 months Lana Del Rey.
Okay for me.
I sentence you to 2 months Lana Del Rey.
Again, I'm sorry if I've rolled anybody up tonight or whatever. It's right. Just I don't know. Got my life.
Fucking tape you.
Huh?
Listening.
Fucking, oh my god, I don't get Lana Del Rey. I don't get it.
Oh my god, thank you.
Lana Del Rey.
Thank you.
You're like a sad woman.
Pay attention. She's
I like Lana Del Rey.
They are waves.
Okay, as a sad alcoholic woman in my early 30s, I still don't even get Lana Del Rey, and I'm the target audience.
You need to re-listen to her shit. You're missing out, apparently.
You might be a tad older than the core demographic. I think it's like
did you guys know that Alex Jones really likes Lana Del Rey?
He would.
Like plays her a lot.
He would.
Mm-hmm.